Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're familiar with Football Special from the McDaid's brand, you will know it. Well, if you're not familiar with it, I should say, it is a Donegal institution. Most Donegal people regard it as something that is synonymous with the county. And Seamus McDaid of the famous Football Special brand is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Seamus, for those that don't know, you might just explain how all of this started.
Hey, Andrea, I will. Yeah. So Football Special is a fourth generation family business. So my great grandfather set up the business, and his sons, my grandfather and his brothers were heavily involved in Swinney Rovers Football Club in Remelton. And they wanted to create a product that they could fill the cups with that was an exciting but non-alcoholic soft drink. So they created Football Special.
Yeah, it was. I remember as a child at home in Ballyshannon, it was the Donegal mineral, if you will. It was Donegal's answer to Coke.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So we've been sold in Donegal since the 1960s, and really I've only really been sold in Donegal and the kind of surrounding areas, and that's just really kind of how it was. I always say, like, we're totally unique in what we do, but in the 60s there was lots of local soft drinks around the country. What's unique about us is people in Donegal are so loyal to us that they continue to buy us even as the big brands have come into Donegal. So it's you would know, Andrew, firsthand. It's how passionate we are here about Donegal.
Yeah.
About things in the county. So, you know, that's what kept us. It's the local following that's kept us going. Really.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to chat to you today about this, Seamus, because before I go any further, it's not just the original brand, which is a kind of a mixed flavoured drink. It's not a Coke, but it's not dissimilar either, I suppose.
No, it's seven flavors mixed together. A very very secret family recipe. So only a couple of us know the recipe. We're not allowed to be in the same room at the one time and all this, just in case anything would happen.
I'm going to open a bottle of it here in the studio. Go on ahead.
Yeah. So that's the original Football Special, and that's, you know, but and that's flavor. But on top of that, we do another couple of flavors. So this week you'll be able to buy in all the little stores. You'll be able to buy our cream soda and our pineapple as well. So there are two other just flavors. We try and do sort of old school soft drinks. And, in you know, these are products that we've been doing for, you know, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
So, but we stay away from just doing just your traditional colas. We try and be, you know, quirky.
I'm sipping on a cup of your Football Special here, the original brand, and I would kind of describe it as a slightly fruitier Coke, if that's your tipple. The one I remember as a kind of a real childhood summer drink was the ice cream soda.
Yeah, so the ice cream soda is, you know, lots of people would be familiar with that from, if anybody ever went on holidays to the States, you'll get lots of cream sodas there. And that's, you know, where that came from. And that's a huge, they're all big sellers of ours. They're all, you know, they're all unique.
Is there a favourite?
It's like all my children. How could I name my favourite one? But they're all equal in my eyes, but Football Special is more equal than the others.
Yeah, well, the ice cream soda, I would sort of think, is like, I'm probably the worst marketing person for you here now at the moment today, Shane. I would say it's kind of like a Sprite. It's a little bit different to a 7-Up.
It's closer to a lemonade, yes. Yeah.
Where did you get the idea of an exotic pineapple drink from Donegal?
Well, you'd know, Andrew, that, you know, exotic Donegal here, very tropical Donegal. So we do a banana flavour and a pineapple flavour, and that's we just hide the weather from the non-natives up here.
So the idea being, it's always been in Donegal and exported to the US. It does well in the US, Seamus.
It does, but we know that Donegal diaspora are all over the world. So we've got places in New York and Boston that sell us, and the same as you can buy from Australia. And then we're very strong in Glasgow, as you can imagine. The Donegal community in Glasgow is very strong. So, but we're weaker in the rest of Southern Ireland, and so this is us trying to spread our wings further south in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, well, and that you are doing, because you're now going to be stocked in all of Lidl's 222 stores from tomorrow.
From tomorrow morning on, yeah. So it's a limited run, and while stocks last. So if you're a listener and you've always wanted to get Football Special in Kerry or in Carlow or in Belfast, now's your chance. So don't be disappointed. So get in there this weekend.
Yeah, if you want to taste a little bit of Donegal, literally as well. One thing I wanted to ask is, it's still made in Donegal, Seamus?
Yeah, no, it's May. We have a couple of production partners throughout the place that make it for us. So it's all the headquarters is still in Remelton here. But no, we don't do any manufacturing ourselves anymore.
Okay, so it's manufactured obviously in Ireland.
Yes. So it's still to our resource ingredients, and it's our recipe, and then somebody else puts it in the bottle for us.
It's a lovely story, and particularly the fact that it has sort of stranded, you know, different generations. Is that hard to kind of, you're in and you're involved in a family business? Is that difficult? Is there an added pressure that comes with that, Seamus?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my dad was very good, and you know, he didn't put any pressure on me getting involved in business. And I have four older sisters, and as my mother likes to say, they all have real jobs, so none of them work in the family business. But it's great. It's just, you know, it's a privilege to be working in something that that four generations of my family have been involved in. There's some added pressure, but what makes it easy is when I walk into shops, you know, create Donegal, and I just see people buying football special. That's what motivates me to keep going. And, you know, and hearing great stories that, you know, people would have of memories of drinking football special. That's the motivating. That's what keeps you going. It's just terrific to hear people have such a, you know, such appreciation for what we do. And they have such nice stories about football special. And, you know, it's easy to come to work whenever you're
I remember we used to be able to get at my granny's pub in Bundoran. And it used to be it was always in a glass bottle at the time. And the football special was a real treat to get. One thing I've often wondered, the main logo on the original football special drink of the footballer, what is the connection with that?
He's in the Swilly Rovers colours, so it's the red and white is and black is the colours of Swilly Rovers, so that's where that man came from. So he's our symbol.
He's the symbol. There you go. McDade's football special. Yeah. Seamus McDade, thanks a million, Seamus, and best of luck. Continued success, as I said, football special. Little bit of a Donegal institution. You'll all be able to try it now. It's in Lidl, it's from tomorrow, and it's in all of their 222 stores.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.